A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkalim Yud Ches, Shkalim 18a, pagination page 35. We're going to start from the middle of the page, which is marked Halacha Dalid, a new Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, Shalosha Asar Shofaros, there were 13, what is a shofar?
Horn of an aisle.
One would think that it is a horn that one is going to blow, right?
Like on Rosh Hashanah.
So it's actually a borrowed term, and it means a pushka. The shape of the pushka was like a shofar.
Yes.
So that you would insert the money where it was narrow, and towards the bottom, it got wider.
Uh-huh. So it's called a shofar.
Why would they construct a pushka in such a way?
The money could be put in and not taken out.
Exactly. You're on the ball. Money can be put in and not taken out. Security feature. An original security feature.
What, you can't do that with a box?
So we're going to see other solutions. But okay. These particular ones were called shofaros. Don't get misled by the term and think we're going to blow the money away. We're putting it into a shofar-shaped pushka. There were 13 such pushkas in the Mikdash. Because of Aleim, and they were written on them, so that you should know what you're donating your money to. Taklin Chaditin, the new half shekel. That's the half shekel that was donated this year that's going to be used to purchase the Karbanos. Taklin Atikin, the previous Chatzi shekel. If a person shows up in the Beis HaMikdash, realizes that he didn't contribute last year, so he still has a chance to contribute. It doesn't work the same way. I mean, he's late. He's a year late. But nevertheless, he should still contribute. And there was a special box for such people to put their money in. Kinin, for donations for birds. Gozli Ola, a different type of carbon. Eitzim, if he wants to dedicate wood, so he would drop his donation into there, and it would be used to purchase wood. Levona, also a substance used in the Beis HaMikdash. Zohav LaKapores, gold to enhance the Kapores. And Shisha LeNedova, there were an additional 6 boxes for the purposes of donations, which we'll see, the Mishnah will later tell us, they were used for karbanos, and the hides of those karbanos, which were brought as an ola, the hides went to the Kohanim. And that's an important piece of information, because we kept the donations that were brought, let's say on a Sunday, so to speak, first day of the week. They didn't know from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But the first day of the week, they kept it in a special box. There was a second box, a third box, fourth, fifth, sixth, so that each group that was assigned to that day of the week, if a donation was made on that day, they wanted to keep that donation for themselves. They wanted the opportunity to bring those karbanos, because whoever brought those karbanos, no benefit from the karban, but the hide went to the people who brought it.
The Kohanim.
And that was a major source of income for them. They didn't really have businesses of their own, but if they got the hides from the animal, that was big. You make a coat, you sell it. I mean, that's big. Now, you asked about the pushka. So one method of the pushka was this shofar method. There's another method of the pushka, if you just flip the page for a moment. On the top of Yutes Amud Aleph, pagination 37, second line at the end of the line, we have a description in the first Beis HaMikdash, the second book of Malachim, Vayokev, and they bore chor, a hole, bedalto, in its top, in its door. So what's being described, presumably, is a box with a hinged door on the top. And they bore a hole so that people can drop donations in. But when they were ready to empty it out, they would lift this big chest, this big cover, And that's something that a person would not be able to do just on his own without being noticed. You could stick your hand into a pushka and pilfer something without noticing. Not you, but, you know, someone could. But if there was a door on top and it was in the closed position, I don't know that it had a padlock or not, but it would be very noticeable if someone would start lifting the top of the chest and they'd ask him for ID. You know, why are you doing this? Okay, so we get introduced to the concept of a pushka. They had 13 pushkas. What do you need 13 pushkas for? So we're being told, number one reason that you would create a separate account, and this holds true in our time, shul bank accounts, right? Why do you open a new account? If the money is being allocated to a specific purpose, then you'd want a different account than the other account so that it gets kept separate. And the second reason, even if it's all one major budget, why would you keep separate accounts? So we know this because they're different coordinators on a different account. And for Shalom Bayis, you keep them separate. We don't want them mixing, because when I want money for the Kiddush Fund and you want money to enhance the library, we're going to be fighting over the... we keep it separate.
My checking account with my wife on
it. Exactly.
Sometimes gets confused.
It sometimes gets confusing. Okay? Now, one more little piece in the Mishnah, and then we'll turn the page. Ha'omer harei alai eitzim. Eitzim is the beginning of a line. A person who says, I have to bring wood for the Beis HaMikdash, he makes a vow. Lo yifchos mishnei gezirim, he has to bring two, whatever the size is, the Gemara explains, but he has to bring two.
Two logs.
Because he said eitzim, plural. Levona, if he said he'd bring this substance, lo yifchas mikometz, he shouldn't bring less than a kometz, the special type of fistful that they used to take when they used that substance. Zahav, if he said that he's going to bring gold, and we'll have to define this in the Gemara, lo yifchas midiner zahav, he has to bring a golden dinar, because that's the standard coin of gold. So, of course, what strikes us and what we wonder about is that the first two were things that were used regularly in the Beis HaMikdash, wood. So, wood, according to the standards of the Beis HaMikdash. When you're dealing with a coin, I said gold. How does a coin get used in the... How do they decide how much gold I need to bring that it became the size of a coin? So, if you'll turn the page to Amud Beis of today's daf, count up from the bottom of the Gemara about 12 lines. At the end of a line, I opened this if you wanted. Zahav, lo yifchos, if you said gold, don't bring less than, what did the Mishnah tell us? A dinner zahav. Says the Gemara, your inquisitive problem here is correct. Amar Rabbi Lazar says the rule of the Mishnah only holds true for who shehiskir tzura, if you mention that you're going to bring a coin. So that really the three cases we just said are three very different cases. Eitzim and Lavona are according to the usage in the Beis HaMikdash, and when it came to money, to gold, the man said coin. And that's why he's bringing a dinar zahav. Avalim lo hiskir tzura, but if he had not articulated that he's going to bring a coin of gold, maybe afilu tzinura, he can even bring a small golden fork, which apparently was less than a dinar zahav, a little golden fork, which could be used to fix the menorah or something, a little dainty, miniature, delicate instrument, and that would be fine. Because it's the minimum usable in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, to get practical here, I was thinking about a very simple question. What is the minimum amount, truthfully, that's considered a donation for tzedakah? Where does it matter? Well, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Ani b'tzedek echezef fanecha." I, through tzedakah, will be zocha to greet Hashem. And the Gemara therefore says that there's a minig to give tzedakah before davening. How much do you have to give? What's the minimum donation? I didn't say I'm going to give a golden coin, but I mean, what's the minimum donation? And the classic reaction might be, at least a pruta. Well, at least a pruta is a little bit delicate. Because, for example, in our culture, a penny, if you do the math based on silver weight and cost, a penny is probably not a pruta.
I mean, that is less.
It's less than a pruta. We talk about a penny for tzedakah, and we educate the children, give a penny for tzedakah. A penny is not an asina. You couldn't make a kinyan in that way. A penny is not a pruta. A nickel, a dime, right? I don't know, a quarter would really be a generous pruta, right?
Are
but
you
a penny?
Saying that the copper in the penny is
no,
not
no,
a
no,
pruta?
The value, the purchasing value.
Thank you.
How much is a penny worth? Can you be yotze the mitzvah of tzedakah with it? So there's an interesting Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach who says that to be yotze this concept of ani b'tzedek echazef anecha, it could be any type of chesed. If you set up your kids' clothing, if you make them a cocoa on your way out to shul, and you do chesed, you take out the laundry, the garbage, I don't know where, different places by the way, not the same place, yeah? So that's all considered ani b'tzedek echazef anecha. But again, honestly, if you're going to give tzedakah, how much? So there's a fascinating Torah Lishma from the Ben Ish Chai, in which he writes, based on a Gemara in Krisus, that less than a pruta is considered tzedakah, but lav orach ara, it's not respectable. And that quantifies it very beautifully. A pruta is the right amount. If you give less, it's still tzedakah. Like by Matanas Le'evyonim, we talk about at least a pruta. Can't be yotze with less than a pruta. Tzedakah, you could be yotze with less than a pruta, but it's not respectable. So when the children are educated to give, let's say, with a penny, it's tzedakah. No one's taking tzedakah away from you. The Ben Ish Chai gives, for example, that if a person gives a donation of oil to the shul, even if he's giving every day, he should try to give that the quantity of oil that he's giving is a pruta worth of oil. And if not, I guess the suggestion would be give every other day, so that each time you're giving, you should be giving a pruta. Not because it's not a donation without that, but because you want to try to do it orach ara in the most respectable way. Yeshe koach, have a great evening.